Bill O'Reilly here, Tuesday, October 12th, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. Climate protesters swarm the White House. Far-left activists stalk Senator Sinema at the Boston Marathon. Las Vegas Raider coach John Gruden canceled. A new study finds smoking pot could lead to COVID. Also ahead, teaching your kids about skin color. But first, hundreds of climate change protesters surrounding the White House, the group originally gathered to celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day, but then demanded President Biden do more to combat global warming. The demonstrators vandalized a statue of Andrew Jackson. I don't know what he has to do with global warming. And they spray-painted a slogan, "Expect us and respect us." The Secret Service arrested at least a dozen people attempting to damage federal property. Nearly all were immediately released, and I bet none will be prosecuted. Far-left activists hounding Senator Kyrsten Sinema while she ran in the Boston Marathon. Unhappy progressives followed the Democrat throughout the 26-mile race, holding signs demanding she agree to President Biden's $3.5 trillion spending package. Since refusing the deal, the moderate from Arizona has been harassed in public restrooms, airplanes, and the U.S. Capitol. Another sign the progressive fascists are completely out of control. Las Vegas Raider coach John Gruden has been canceled for emailing race and gender slurs. While working for ESPN as a broadcaster, Gruden disparaged blacks and gays, so he'll most likely never work again. Not defending Gruden, but the cancel culture in the USA is truly frightening. New study from the World Psychiatric Association says heavy users of pot may be more susceptible to breakthrough cases of COVID. Research found vaccinated people who abstained from marijuana faced a 3% rate of breakthrough infection compared to 7% for pot users. In a moment, the truth about teaching your children critical race theory in public schools. We'll be right back with that.
This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for craveable, hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers.
Chicken up.
Crispy, crinkle-cut fries.
Hot potato coming through.
Buttery Texas toast.
Toast walking.
And secret Cane's sauce.
Topping off now.
Turbocharge your chicken fingers and get them even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app.
Go, go, go!
Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day, teaching American kids about skin color in school. According to the American Bar Association, critical race theory is defined as an academic discipline formulated in the 1990s and built on the intellectual framework of identity-based Marxism. Wow, that's kind of pinheady. But what it means is, this is a theory that's been around for 30 years, and it's basically to teach people that communism, that's Marxism, is good because all people of color are not treated like white people. That's it. Now, CRT states that white Americans have historically mistreated and harmed minorities, mostly African Americans. The systems that allow our society to function, everything from courts to sports, stems from past injustices and are inherently beneficial to white people. So those systems must be replaced, and that includes capitalism. CRT has now been injected into public school systems, teacher training programs, and corporate human resources departments. in the form of diversity training programs. When you hear that word, diversity, you know critical race theory is not far behind. For example, while they don't exactly say CRT, materials associated with it are now used in the country's largest school districts, New York City, LA, Chicago, Miami, Portland, Oregon, San Francisco, and many others. According to reporting by the New York Post, there is an incessant fixation on white guilt and using the terms colonial and settler to describe white children who are in the classroom. Now, these kids don't know what that is. They're confused. Teachers in Philadelphia protested when state lawmakers tried to ban CRT. Said one local teacher there, quote, "We're going to continue to encourage our teachers to teach about racism and teach about the truth and the past of this country," unquote. Well, you know and I know the truth is far left ideology, according to this person. Now, this is a massive problem. American children should not be taught that skin color defines them, because that divides the kids. Whites are privileged. Blacks are victims. Is that a good thing for young children to digest? No, it is not. As a former high school teacher, I believe this is appalling. Critical race theory has no place in any American school. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. For more honest news analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com. And I hope you check out my book, Killing the Mob. You'll like it. In a moment, something you might not know.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 211 years ago today, villagers in Munich, Germany, kicked off a two-week festival to celebrate the marriage between the Crown Prince of Bavaria and his new bride. Today, the party is associated with beer, pretzels, and bratwurst. Here is the history behind Oktoberfest. On October 12, 1810, the royal couple invited the townsfolk to witness the wedding in a public park just outside the city gates. The event was such a hit, residents decided to recreate it every year. Without the bride and groom, they were unnecessary. But the beer was not unnecessary. So the festivals grew larger each decade. By the 1870s, the original site had been transformed into a 2-square-mile amusement park filled with carousels, food halls, and again, lots of lager. Today, more than 8 million people descend on Munich each fall. Between September 18th and October 2nd, folks ingest about 3 million gallons of beer. I was there. I saw it. Brewers even create a special batch for the occasion, simply called Oktoberfest beer. But beware, 1 liter contains the alcohol equivalent of 8 ounces of schnapps. Sneaker company Adidas even releases a vomit-proof shoe for those looking to party hardy. The Red Cross erects a medical tent on the premises of Oktoberfest to help those suffering with alcohol-related maladies, and there's a lot of that. These days, it's not just Europeans taking part. Oktoberfest is now celebrated everywhere from South America to Japan. In the USA, parties are held in nearly every city. The biggest bash can be found in Cincinnati. 500,000 folks crammed together to enjoy the spirits and sausages there. And here's something else you might not know. Oktoberfest was the first major festival to highlight new technologies of the time. Back in 1901, Munich's main beer garden was the largest building in town to have light provided solely by electricity. The person screwing in all those light bulbs was a 22-year-old man working for his family's utility company. His name? Albert Einstein. Bottoms up. Back after this. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.